It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Good morning, Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly.
Well, it's a good morning for you, Jeff. It's a good morning for you, Lauren.
Yep.
It's a good morning for you and your cars. Not so good morning for those who went on a bad Tinder date.
That's true.
However, there usually is no reward for a bad date until now. We make the impossible possible.
That's right. We put a prize on it.
Yes, and the prize.
Esteem.
Yeah. Respect. We battle it out at 713-881-5965 to see who had the absolute worst Tinder date. And then as Jeff Sheen so notably pointed out, you win.
Esteem. From someone.
From someone.
At least
not
us.
Not your date. And you can use that word on your next Tinder date to sound smart.
That's right. It's a good vocab word.
Today we have Alicia and Jamie. Alicia, we will allow you to go first. What happened on your Tinder date?
Let's just say that I'd like to call him the who and whom guy, okay? Because who the says whom anyway? Does it even matter? I'm serious, guys, okay? So everything was great. Started out fine. We sat down, and then, of course, like, everything, I started asking about himself. I was curious to know a little bit more about himself, and we started talking about Austin, and I said, oh, yeah, it's not that bad. It's about 2.5 hours away in a drive. He's like, no, it's less than 2.5 hours. I was like, what? He was just so picky. Like, he was, I felt like he was nitpicking at me. And then I told him that I minored in Spanish in college, but I was one class short. And he's like, you know what? Then you really didn't minor in it, did you, right?
He sounds fun.
I just can't imagine my life with someone nitpicking me constantly. So I just excused myself on the table, and I left. He was so annoying. Every time I said who or whom, he kept correcting me.
So we'll call him the who-whom guy.
Well, or maybe the no-sotros, vo-sotros guy?
Yes. Oh, gosh. Very well done. Very, very well done. All right, so Jamie, that was Alicia's date. Why don't you tell us what happened on your Tinder date?
That sounded horrible. All right, that sounds pretty bad. However, at least he did not reference his ex all night long.
Oh.
So I was sitting at the bar, and I ordered my drink, which is a dirty martini. Well, of course, he looks at me and says, with puppy dog eyes, that's what Amber used to drink.
Wow, wow.
So instead of arguing with the guy or making any, you know, problems, I was nice and I changed the drink to a vodka tonic. So we start talking and, you know, about traveling and about things we've done and trips that, you know, we used to do, and he's mentioning all the trips that he and Amber used to take. And I realized after an hour of talking to this guy that he's still in love with this girl. I asked him if he thought he was over her, you know, and he jokingly said the best way to get over someone.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I was okay to say that on the radio, but that's what he said.
I don't think it's okay to say that on a date. Yeah. We're on the radio now.
Radio's actually fine. It's a date that you don't want to say it on.
That's exactly right, Jeff.
All right, it's time for some votes.
All right, so is it the whom-whom guy, or is Jeff called him
no sotros, vo sotros.
Yes. Or is it Jamie's date, the best way to get over someone is...
Lauren, why don't you go first?
I'm an avid good speller. And so if somebody corrects me while I'm speaking, I'm not spelling words to you, okay? We're having a conversation. Get out of here.
So you're going no sotros, vo sotros?
No sotros, vo sotros.
Jeff?
Well, I don't think it's actually a problem to correct people when they say things that are incorrect.
You don't say.
I do that to my children all the time. So I'll have to go with Jamie and her drink changing on top of below than boyfriend experience.
Don't you just envision him being like Eeyore walking in with like a cloud over his head and raining on him the entire time? Alicia and Jamie, I feel like this is one of our most evenly matched because both of those are frustrating and annoying habits. However, I am going to have to side with the one Jeff Sheen because there is nothing worse than feeling like you're on a date with three people. And you definitely were on a date with him and Amber all at the same time.
I don't think I would want her date either, though.
So, Jamie, you win?
Wait, that's not a good thing.